We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig speaking. I trust that you'll stay with us, and we trust the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. We know that He was crucified. He died upon that cross, but thank God He rose again, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And today we have a living and risen Savior, and we give You thanks and praise. We thank You for the privilege of sharing this gospel message with our precious congregation today. We know that You love each one, and we're asking that You'll make our broadcast service a blessing to them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the Bible Doctrine of Righteousness. And our text of Scripture is found in Romans chapter 4. I'll read verses 1 through 6. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Now the aim of our message today is to show that works of faith, trust, and obedience to God are things that we can and must do to be righteous. There is much misunderstanding regarding the subject of righteousness in the religious world today. The word, in part, means to be correct. Vine, in his biblical dictionary, says, righteousness is the character or quality of being right or just. It is used to denote an attribute of God. Also, whatever conforms to the revealed will of God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So Jesus said in what we call the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and 6. And so righteousness is the character or quality of being right or just. And Jesus Christ made that possible for us. How can we say that man can be righteous before God? Obviously, one cannot upon one's own merit be acquitted of the charge of sin, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and it is not possible for us to justify ourselves or to free ourselves from sin. So obviously one cannot upon his own merit be acquitted of the charge of sin. Neither can one upon his own merit have good deeds accounted righteous before God. The Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. We have a parable that Jesus gave us of two men that went to the temple to pray. One of them stood there bragging and boasting about how he fasted and how he did this and he did that, he paid his tithes and so forth. And he was glad he wasn't like other people, even that publican over there. And he was self-righteous. And remember, our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. The other man did not feel worthy to even lift his head. He smote his breast and he said, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And Jesus said, that man went to his home justified or right in the sight of God. So it is not self-righteousness that we have that makes us righteous in the sight of God. Why can't man just be righteous? Because he has sinned. And whenever you sell yourself to sin, you become a servant of sin. And you are in the prison house of sin, and you're bound by the chains of sin, and you cannot free yourself. The scriptures teach us that the leopard cannot change his spot, which is to say that a sinner cannot save himself. Why can't man be righteous? Because he has sinned, and he's a sinner. But there is an answer, there is a remedy. Sin separates from God, the source of all righteousness. And God said through the prophet Ezekiel, if the righteous turn from his righteousness and sin, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but he for his iniquity shall perish, or he shall die for it. Now, I know there are those who believe that once saved, always saved, but that's not what the Word of God teaches. Again, let me repeat this verse of Scripture, Ezekiel 33 and 13. All his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die. Now, that is if the righteous turn from his righteousness and commit sin. So it is possible for a righteous person to turn from their righteousness and return to a life of sin. And God said through Ezekiel, none of his righteousness shall be remembered, but he shall die for the iniquity that he hath committed. Now, our own works cannot justify us before God. Paul speaks of Israel, and notice this passage of Scripture out of Romans chapter 9, verses 31 and 32. But Israel, which followeth after the law of righteousness, hath not obtained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but, as it were, by the works of the law. And so Paul said, Israel tried to obtain righteousness by their own works, but it was not possible, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. And the works of the law themselves saved no one. In this same chapter of Romans 9, Paul says the Gentiles have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. verse 20 of Romans 9. Now notice the difference here. The Israelites, the literal nation of Israel, sought their righteousness by their own works and by the law. But the Gentiles, after they heard the gospel preached, they obtained righteousness not by obeying the letter of the law, but by and through faith. Yes, they believed in God. They believed in Jesus Christ. And they believed through Him they could have forgiveness of their sins and thus become righteous. And so the Gentiles have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. What does get counted for righteousness? First, and most important of all, Jesus' life was counted for righteousness because He lived a sinless life. Jesus made it possible for others to be made righteous. Notice this passage of Scripture again, Romans chapter 5 and verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And so it is through Jesus Christ, through His sinless life, and through His death and resurrection, it is through Him that we can obtain to the state of righteousness. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans 5 and 19. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. So it is through Jesus Christ and through His death and resurrection that we can obtain to the state of righteousness. It is not by observing the law of the old covenant, and it's not by works of righteousness of our own, but it is through the merit of Jesus Christ. Again, how can we say that man can be righteous before God? When we submit to the will of God through Christ, we can be counted as righteous. First, the first thing, repent and forsake all sin. John said, 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So whenever we come to the Lord as a sinner with a broken and a contrite heart and we repent of our sins, we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that experience then makes us righteous. Paul told the Romans, ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans chapter 6, the latter part of verse 17 and verse 18. You have obeyed from the heart. It was not a mere form, but they had obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, the doctrine of repentance, the doctrine of forgiveness, the doctrine of salvation through Jesus Christ. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Remember, Jesus Christ taught us, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve sin and righteousness at the same time. There has to be a choice made. And if we choose to forsake a life of sin, confess our sins, and God forgives us, then He cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and then we are made free from sin, and we become the servants of righteousness. Righteousness, then, comes through faith in Christ and obedience to His word. Paul, in speaking of this, said, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So he wrote to the Philippian church, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. As to obedience, John said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord said to Noah, or said of Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And so Noah was a righteous man because he believed God. And we're told in the 6th chapter of Genesis how that he obeyed God when the Lord instructed him to build the ark. He set about doing it because he had faith in God. And so the Lord said to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1. And by faith, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7 tells us about Noah. Now Abraham's righteousness was shown by his offering up his son. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Whenever a Christian acts upon faith, in obedience to God's word, he acts righteously. So righteousness then comes through faith in Christ and obedience to his word. The willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. To rebel against God is as the sin of witchcraft. But obedience to God has his approval and has his blessings. And so whenever a sinner comes to Christ, repenting of and forsaking his sins, and asks God for forgiveness, and he is forgiven, then he leaves that unrighteous life he was living, and he becomes a righteous person. And from then on, he is to live a righteous and a godly life. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Thank God, through Jesus Christ, we can be saved from a life of unrighteousness and become servants to righteousness. When we put our faith, our trust, and our obedience in Christ, then do those works. They are Christ's works of righteousness, which he hath ordained through his will, and not our own. John said in 1 John 3 and 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So the Bible doctrine of righteousness is based upon the merits and the blood and sacrifice of the Son of God. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the love that brought Jesus into this world, and we're thankful that he suffered and bled and died for all and not for a select few. We pray that as these truths have gone forth to this precious congregation today, it has been accompanied by the precious Holy Spirit. So may your Spirit work, may your Spirit bless hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Once I was I received.
We trust that our Way of Truth broadcast has been a blessing to you today. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, I trust that you'll feel free to send it when you write us. And again, our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And you can find a number of our broadcasts there on our webpage that you can listen to anytime you may choose. You may also find some other messages and services and our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And then, on the Lord's Day, you can join us in our services. Our services are broadcast over the Internet, and our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11 Eastern Time, 6 o'clock in the evening, and our evening service begins. That's www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin and Craig. We thank you for listening to the Way of Truth broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you.